I've just finished tonight's beginner's class, and I've changed my style a little bit between the last 2 weeks and tonight, which is week three for them, because I'd noticed in the last 2 weeks that I wasn't giving out perhaps enough information for each of the moves in turn. The reason I'm hesitating is because the tendency when teaching beginners, not so much to dumb it down, but to be worried about information overload, to be worried about giving them so much that they can't retain it. But the pitfall you've got to be careful of, that you don't give them enough, and they struggle because they're missing that important point, that important tip, an important thought or idea for them to use to help guide their practice if you have not given out enough information. Specifically tonight, I introduced two new concepts to everybody, which was the idea of moving in a circular manner with the arms and with the legs, and also allowing gravity to take more control and more hold of everything. Everyone responded really well to it, I have to say, and by the end of the night everyone was in much better shape and much closer to where we're aiming for than they were at the start. And I think those two concepts certainly played a part in that. But there's a nagging doubt in the back of my mind saying, why didn't I give those out in week one or week two? Why did I wait till week three? And I can't remember what I did last year. I can't remember if last year I gave out these concepts early or not. It's food for thought, especially if you're teaching, and you're teaching beginners from scratch who've got no previous experience with Tai Chi or Chinese internal art, and the way these arts are structured. Give them more information rather than not enough and then have to pile it on later. Push them a little harder first and then see what sticks the following week. Maybe that's a slightly better approach.